This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Apple CEO Tim Cook, it seems, has a fairly limited set of talking points when challenged about his company's overseas tax practices. When questioned by an Irish newspaper today about that whopper of a tax bill that Apple got from the European Union this week, Mr. Cook repeated what he told CBS's Charlie Rose late last year, that it is, quote, total political crap. Be that as it may, Mr. Cook did also say that the company plans to repatriate, quoting again, several billion dollars in overseas profits next year. Believe me when I tell you, however, that that is not going to be a straightforward tax transaction. Adam Allington has that story.
Among global tech companies, Apple is without peer. It has the highest revenue, $233 billion, highest profit, $53 billion, market cap, you get the picture, which means they'd have a huge U.S. tax bill if they were forced to pay the 35% corporate tax rate here. But don't hold your breath, says Bill Gale, co-director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
I'm virtually certain Apple is not going to end up paying 35% on all of its profits going forward.
Gale says if Apple does end up paying $14 billion in back taxes to the EU, that amounts to a $14 billion tax credit stateside. So with that, they can repatriate some profits without incurring new tax. In the future, Gale thinks Apple will find some other way to lower their tax bill, such as maybe waiting for a corporate tax holiday like we saw back in 2004, when companies got a one-time rate of 5.2%. Hunter Blair from the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute says these kinds of fixes only make the problem worse.
As soon as they see a tax holiday where they were able to only pay 5% on those profits instead of the full 35% that they owe, in the future, they think about that and they say, hey, we should put more of our profits offshore.
At the heart of the issue, says Blair, is a tax loophole that allows corporations to defer paying taxes in the first place.
So a fix looks like you want to close the deferral loophole that's allowing them to continue to stash all these profits offshore.
Apple CEO Tim Cook plans to appeal, saying he disputes Brussels math, igniting a further political standoff. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.